The first dean of the law school whom I knew personally was a man named Hardy Cross Dillard. He was a legendary teacher, dean of the law school in the 1960s, and later a judge on the World Court. And at the beginning of every academic year, in an event not unlike this one, Hardy, who had a great presence and a wonderful baritone theatrical voice, would lean forward and say, "Welcome to the last of the learned professions." And he was right. A lot has changed since Hardy Dillard's day. In important respects, the study of law here is very different from what it was two generations ago. To put it most simply, students then studied law, law, and more law. And today, you study law and much, much more. Members of this faculty have advanced degrees in psychology and philosophy and economics and history, Russian studies, and insights from these disciplines. And you will see particularly history and economics is a background discipline in many of your classes. Insights from these disciplines inform, enrich, and enliven the study of law. And yet, for all the enormous changes in the content of what goes on in a law school classroom today, it remains true, as it was when Hardy Dillard spoke, that law is a learned profession. You can and you will, if you're good, learn throughout your career, but you begin here today a three-year program devoted exclusively to that purpose. You will learn to research the law, to venture into the world of statutes, regulations, ordinances, judicial decisions, administrative actions, academic analyses, to find what you need and, what is much harder, to recognize it when you found it. You will learn to argue, not merely to dispute or disagree. There's a world of difference. Nothing in the practice of law requires you to be disagreeable. In fact, good lawyers, even good lawyers engaged in litigation, are constantly seeking agreement. And to reach that agreement, you need to learn how to argue, to present your case clearly, to craft an argument that persuades others, that structures their understanding so that they see the problem in your terms. And most of all, you will learn to reason, and to reason with that clarity, discipline, and integrity that we call thinking like a lawyer. These are intellectual tasks. The skills required to perform them are intellectual skills, and the training needed to perform these tasks and acquire these skills is intellectual training. Laypersons, which until just moments ago included you, tend to think of legal rules as things, hard and fast, solid and unanswerable, like bricks. They assume that the lawyer's job is simply to go find the right rule, go to some depository of rules, such as a collection of judicial decisions or a codification of legislative enactments, find that right rule, plunk it down in the right place, and there you have the answer, yes or no. Nothing could be farther from the truth. To a lawyer, legal rules and doctrines are not like bricks, they're tools. They are like the specialized instruments of a surgeon or a sculptor or a shipbuilder. But the tools of the law are not physical objects. They are abstractions, generalizations, propositions expressed in words. Words that invite interpretation. Words that require understanding. The tools of the law are grasped not with the hand but with the mind. They are powered not by muscle and sinew but by analysis and reason. They operate not in the physical environment of blade against flesh or chisel against stone. They operate in the intellectual arena of rule against rule, argument against argument, idea against idea. Proficiency with those tools requires that you become a scholar of the law. And that's true whether you end up in litigation or business practice or domestic relations or government service. The first step is to become a scholar of the law. Whether you commit yourself to paying clients or to the public interest, You must first become a scholar of the law. Whether you represent banks or burglars, labor or management, captains of industry or migrant farm workers, you must first become a scholar of the law. That is your obligation here and your opportunity. And from where I sit, what a glorious opportunity it is. You have the chance to study in a handsome facility with generous spaces adapted to every need. You have the chance to study with an outstanding faculty. They're smart, learned, accomplished, productive, and they have not forgotten that the first duty of a teacher is to teach. And the combination of scholarly reputation and classroom dedication, I think this faculty is unmatched by any in the nation. And what is equally important, you have the opportunity to learn from each other, from classmates of diverse backgrounds and exceptional abilities who have come together in a community of civility and trust for a common purpose. You will come to know and cherish each other and the community that you form, beginning here today, will be as important and as valuable to you as what you learn. Now you embark on an exciting journey on behalf of the law school faculty and of the great community of Virginia alumni, of which you will one day be a part. I welcome you to the law school and to the last of the learned professionals.